Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, December 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks fell sharply amid concerns over higher interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 764 points, or about 2.25%, to close at 33,202. The S&P 500 was down 100 points, or 2.5%, and the Nasdaq finished 360 points lower, or down 3.2%. Investors sold their positions in stocks in response to yesterday's rate hike by the Federal Reserve and a similar move by European banks, along with signals there are more hikes to come. But they were also spooked by lower November retail sales figures. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Corey Driebusch.
The real concern is, what does this mean in terms of, will we have a recession? What type of recession is it going to be? Since the labor market still looks good, but with retail sales especially, that's the consumer. And if there's some pullback in that area, that's reason to be worried about the whole economy.
In the tech sector, fund manager Cathie Wood has added more than $11 million each of Tesla and Coinbase shares to her popular ARK Innovation ETF. It closed down 4.9% today. And the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage inched down to 6.31% this week. That's according to mortgage giant Freddie Mac. It's the fifth straight weekly decline and could be a window of opportunity for priced-out homebuyers. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.